His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. That wind chill advisory is in effect for our area running through noon today. We have temperatures in the single digits, and that means with the winds gusting between 30 and 35 miles an hour, we have wind chill factors that are anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees below zero this morning. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is planning to lift the attendance limit for spiritual, religious, and worship gatherings that he first imposed in March to control the spread of COVID-19. Lamont stated during a news briefing yesterday he plans to announce an end to the numerical cap on Monday, but did not elaborate on a timetable and what, if any, attendance protocols might be put in place. Lamont said he believes the attendance limit can be safely lifted now based on public health conditions and the state's ongoing vaccination campaign. He also cited lawsuits that have been filed in other states over restrictions on religious observances. In Haines Falls, New York, two hikers from New York City were rescued by state forest rangers after they became lost on a trail. On January 12th at about 6 p.m., two unidentified hikers called Greene County 911 reporting they were lost on the Layman's Monument Trail near Catterskill Falls. Ranger Daniel Fox contacted the hikers on their cell phone, pinpointed their location and condition. The hikers told Fox they were not injured but needed assistance because it was dark and the trail was icy. Fox, Acting Lieutenant Jeff Briegel, and Hunter police officers located the hikers about a mile in on the Escarpment Trail. If you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits in Connecticut, you may find yourself with a tax bill. While the federal stimulus checks are tax-free, unemployment benefits are not. For those who did not opt in for the tax to be withheld, unfortunately, it's too late for 2020. If someone is still collecting benefits, they can make a change and have taxes taken out for 2021. The tax liability is 10% for federal and 3% for state. In New York, Section 9 will not extend a winter sports season, and questions remain about who will be able to play. The abbreviated winter sports season in Section 9 in New York remains a 28-day affair for the month of February. The question remains which school will proceed with athletics in the face of COVID-19 infection numbers that still concern many. Quoting here, on Monday, the high-risk winter sports had no chance, end quote, said Section 9 Executive Director Greg Ransom. Quoting again, today, they have a 28-day window, so let's make the best of it, end quote. The decision to green light high-risk sports such as basketball and wrestling on Wednesday by the seven counties that make up Sections 1 and 9 was met with joy from hundreds of athletes who have been sidelined since their traditional start dates of late November. However, this multi-layered approval process from the governor's office down to county officials now falls in the hands of superintendents of each school district, and there are some whispers there may be refusals to participate next month, notably in close contact sports like wrestling. In Massachusetts, all people 75 and older are now eligible to sign up for the vaccine. Anybody who has not received their first dose and is 75 or over in Phase 1 continues to be eligible for the rest of the rollout. Phase 2 begins on Monday. If you're feeling frustrated pinning down an appointment, you're not alone. This information that goes from not only Massachusetts but in Connecticut, residents can find more about their eligibility and see a map of vaccination sites and register for appointments at the following website, mass.gov/COVID-vaccine. A copy of the needed form is embedded in that story. Versions of the form in languages other than English are also available. Forms can be filled out at the vaccination appointment itself. Stories out of the Millerton News. Prepared to forge ahead in 2021 with the first phase of Millerton's community parks, Eddie Collins Memorial Park, long-awaited revitalization. The Eddie Collins Memorial Park Revitalization Committee updated the community on the project status in Phase 1 of the revitalization plans. In addition to the entire village board, the meeting was attended by Jean Veneco, Vice Chair of the ECMPRC, and Project Coordinator Kevin Hasselwander, a landscape architect. The Jazz and Companies in attendance also to talk about plans for Phase 1. in Armenia, understanding that the town's ability to achieve meaningful growth will continue to be obstructed without a new wastewater treatment system. The Armenia Water Committee, with help from an engineering firm of Teague and Bond, outlined its research and reasoning for wanting a wastewater treatment plant during the Armenia Town Board meeting on Thursday, 21st. In a story in the Millerton News, the meeting was held via Zoom due to the coronavirus pandemic. In attendance were Jim Wright, Teague and Board Senior Project Manager Aaron Moore, and the entire town board. The Weebatuck Teachers Association wants students in the Northeast Weebatuck Central School District to brainstorm ideas to feature in this year's virtual STEAM Fair. Whether students decide to do projects as a team or individually, registration forms for the STEAM Fair are due by the end of day today, while the last day to submit the presentation is Friday, February 12th. Projects will go live for public view and judging on Monday, February 22nd through Sunday, February 28th, with the winners announced on Friday, March the 5th. Diamant Library Session Zoom event, the second one, comes up tomorrow at 4 p.m. Classical music with Warren Whitaker. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Come Saturday, January 30th, the Boondocks Film Society will be showing the 1969 James Bond film on Her Majesty's Secret Service at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater, Route 22, opening at 6. The screening will feature theme food, craft cocktails, and more. The film will start at 6:30. Tickets are available. Viewers should purchase tickets in advance at boondocksfilmsociety.org or playeatdrink.com. For more information, on the web, boondockfilmsociety.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones will open up today at 30,603.36, the NASDAQ at 13,337.16, and the S&P 500 at 3,787.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.